Liz Frame and the Kickers in the WVTF studio for a Roots Down session. Grown Children from the new album Sparrow in a Shoebox. Welcome to the studio and to Roanoke. You guys are down from Boston, your hometown, right?
Yeah, we live just north of Boston. And actually, my good friend here, John Webb, who is accompanying me on his acoustic guitar, is from New Hampshire. So, but yeah, we hail from Massachusetts, New Hampshire area.
Well, this new album, Sparrow in a Shoebox, your third release, second full album, you started off, very first track is the title song. That's a bold move there.
You know, I am going to admit that I didn't know it was that bold. I'm so sorry. I just thought, I just love the song, and I thought, you know, it's the title track, and also it's kind of the theme, I think, of the album, and really my life at this point, and that is that, you know, you can't put things in a shoebox that matter to you. You have to take them out. You have to look at them. You have to handle them. You have to live them. And if you have aspirations for yourself, you can't store them away. You know, you need to remember them, and you need to be connected to them. So this record is really a testimony to that. You know, this record, I almost didn't make this record. I almost didn't do any of this.
Why?
Because I've been doing it for a while now in complete anonymity, and which is okay. I mean, I'm not complaining. I love what I do, and I actually am never going to stop performing live. But studio stuff, it's expensive for one thing. You know, it's not an inexpensive process. It's time consuming. And then once you've got the product, you know, you have to go out there and really sell it. And I'm not a very good salesperson. I'm just not. You know, I'm an artist. I'm not a salesperson. So I came close to not doing this. But then I realized, no, I really do need to do this. And now I'm really glad I did.
Well, we're glad you did, too. And the structure of this album, the way it's laid out, it flows from song to song till you get to that final one, this anthemic song at the end, which builds up to it. And I'm sure that when you do that live, you've got to jam out on that final song some, don't you?
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that because when I was putting this record together, that was exactly my mindset. I really wanted the record. I knew I was going to keep it at no more than 10 songs, maybe only 9, and it ended up being 9. And I really wanted the songs to feel, to progress like a live show. I really wanted to start kind of where it did and get a little bit, dip down a little bit and get quiet and then bring it all back up again and get rock and roll. And so I've had a number of people comment on the layout of the album, how it does feel like a Kickers live show. So I'm really happy to hear that.
And some of the songs on here are very poignant. Little Brown House.
Yeah, that song is really near and dear to my heart because I wrote that about a childhood friend of mine who ended up taking up her own life. And it's a really long, very interesting story. I won't bore you with the details at this point, but I was able to track down her grown daughter, who is my own daughter's age, 32 years old, and was able to sort of reconnect with this childhood friend through her grown daughter. And I was in Nashville a few years ago at the AMA conference, and I knew that this childhood friend of mine had spent most of her life in Nashville and ended her life in Nashville. So when I was there, I went to the last house that she lived in, the house that she took her life in, and it was this little brown house. And I just remember looking at it. It was in this nondescript neighborhood, a humble neighborhood, and looked at the house and spent maybe, you know, 2 or 3 minutes in front of it and then left. But I knew that I was going to write about it. I knew that I would have to write about it. And I knew that I was going to focus on the little brown house and everything that went on inside it. And it took me a while to write. I didn't attack the song right away. I came home and I probably maybe, you know, a year later decided to sit down and write about it. And once I committed to writing it, it came pretty quickly. And I'm really proud of that song for lots of reasons, not the least of which is, you know, it kind of makes sense of this woman's life and pays homage to it. So I'm happy with that song. I really am.
Well, enough deconstructing. Let's hear the song, shall we?
Yeah, we're going to do that for you. So.
Okay.
She keeps her daddy's ashes. No coffee can down by the foot of her bed. He was a boozer and a dreamer with a main exit plan that she cannot get out of her head. In a little brown house in East Tennessee, sun to go down. There are a million constellations and ways to be free, and she's seen enough of this town. She wants to sleep for a thousand years. She wants to go. Leave that little brown house.
she don't hardly know her own mind. Oh, but that little bit of wisdom she picked up on the sly keeps telling her the truth ain't worth a dime. She wants to sleep for a thousand years. She wants to go where she ain't gonna cry no tears. She wants to find God's grace and believe him this time.
You're with Luke Church on Roots Down from WVTF.